Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli po narito na naman kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po yung unang linggo ng Marso at napakaganda po ng panahon. Mainit pero malamig-lamig ang damyo ng hangin. Sabi ko samyo, hindi pala.
Hindi kita matulungan
dyan. Ang samyo ay amoy. Oh. Ang damyo ay yung haplas ng hangin.
Ang dampi ba?
Ang dampi eh ano yun? Kung may dumikit, halimbawa dampi ng labi sa iyong pisngi, yan, dampi. Tagalog lessons po ito. Sa mga bata dyan na nag-aaral ng Tagalog, makapulot kayo ng kahit konti. Ayan. Talaga po naman, siyempre, ang mga Pinoy, paglinggo, unang-unang iniisip natin magsimba. And ke umulan, ke umaraw, ke malamig, ke mainit, talagang yan ang nakaprograma. Eh, kanina medyo malamig-lamig. So, on time ako. Very good. I am happy. Tuwa-tuwa yung mga matagal-tagal ko nang hindi nakikita sa simbahan. And, ayun, pagkatapos ng misa, paglabas mo, malamig pero ang araw. Yeah, but anyhow, we have to be happy. We cannot grumble. Walang ulan. And, kung tutuusin, napakaganda ng araw talaga.
Kaya, summer, ano?
So magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Sana nag-i-enjoy kayo sa araw na ito hanggang mamayang gabi pa. Marami po kaming inihanda ngayong hapon, kaya't samahan niyo po kami. Tatlo po kaming magagandang dilag na nandito, si Ate Jo at si Manang Trini.
Magandang hapon sa iyo, Tita Birds. At
magandang hapon sa iyo, Tita Birds. And Manay Trini. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat, mga giliw naming taga-subaybay ng Samutsari. Muli po kami nag-aanyaya sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Although nga, ngayon, autumn, pero ang ating panahon, ang ating weather ay parang summer pa rin. So make the most of it, kasi po, ayan, ay April kasi... I don't know yung exact date kung kailan ang ending ng daylight saving. So, kailangan we have to make the most of it.
Yes.
Very summery nga si Manay Trini ngayon eh.
Hot pants ba? Hot pants. Okay. Mayong hapon kaninyong tanan. Mayong hapon, Tita Virge and Ate Jo. Mayong hapon kaninyo nga naminaw karon sa atong programa. Welcome sa Samutsari Cultural Radio Program. Of course, ako si Manang Trini. Ug kining atong programa sa radyo kada Domingo gikan sa alas 4:20 hangtod alas 5:20. And live pod ta anywhere in the world through www.planetaudio.org.nz/samutsari/splaya. Ayan.
At syempre pa po, ang programang ito'y palaging hinatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Messi, Wheels on West, Western Union Money Transfer, ISM New Zealand Limited, at iba pang mga sponsors. Meron tayong local news, Manang Trini?
Meron! Nahatid sa atin ng Planet Travel. Mag-Planet Travel specials muna tayo. Ayan.
Uh-huh. Okay. Get Going Asia Manila VFR Balikbayan Fare from 777 New Zealand Dollars via Malaysia Airlines. Mm. Sale period po nito nag-umpisa na from 1st of March to the 27th of March. Ang travel period po nito... 1st of March hanggang April 30, 2017, departing from Auckland. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months inclusive of fuel taxes, departure airport taxes in New Zealand and Manila. Seats subject to availability, very limited lang po ang seats, kaya talagang magmadali tayo. Special conditions applies, travel agent booking and service fee included. Meals, entertainment, and 30 kilos check-in baggage plus 7 kilos hand carry. Ticketing within 3 days of confirmation and changes before or after departure, there will be a fee of 250 New Zealand dollars, subject to seat availability on the same booking class. Cancellation and refunds non-refundable at any time. No-show fee, there is a fee of $300 per ticket applies. Frequent flyer, 25% accrual only. Accompanied child from 2 to 11 years old, 617 New Zealand dollars. So, tawagan lang po ang kanilang customer care service, 0800-111131 or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz.
At ang idadagdag po natin ngayon ay ang Philippines Special Fare to Manila, Cebu or Clark Field via Cathay Pacific. Sales from now na po hanggang 13th of March. Ang departure dates po nito is from the 14th of February to the 31st of October 2017. And this 949 is only exclusive to Auckland. Now, this is not a refundable ticket and is valid for 3 months. Inclusive na po ito sa fuel taxes and applicable airport taxes. Manila Airport only, of course. So, Cebu and Clark Field, you have to pay the airport taxes separately at the respective airports. Now, seats are subject to availability. Special conditions applies, inclusive of travel agent and booking and processing fees. Now, meals and entertainment are also all-inclusive. 30 kilos check-in baggage and 7 kilos hand-carry. Mm-hmm. Stopover po is not permitted on O-Class. Date changes din po is not permitted again in O-Class. Now, cancellation before and after departure is a non-refundable at any time. Pwede din po kayong manggaling from Christchurch, Dunedin, or Queenstown, or even Wellington. That would be $1,079, which is also non-refundable, but includes Jetstar domestic flights. Ayan, tawag lang po kayo, 0800-111-31, or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz.
What right. Yung isa,
Cathay Pacific. Mm-hmm. Yes. And now we go to our local news. Hundreds join South Auckland Hope Walk for suicide awareness and prevention. Dressed in yellow and with love in their hearts, they descended on South Auckland to share a message of unity. Hundreds of people wearing t-shirts bearing the message, "Stronger Together," turned out in Papakura for the Hope Walk Suicide Awareness event on Saturday. The walk, which this year started at Bruce Pullman Park and ended at Central Park, was launched in 2015 by Papakura Christian pastor Joseph Fa'afio as a way of breaking the stigma, shame, and silence around suicide. He was motivated to take action after losing a close friend to suicide in 2010. Fa'afio said the goal is to connect people touched by suicide. The main initiative behind it is getting people who felt isolated or affected by suicide and bringing them together to a place where they can have the freedom without stigma. Stigma is a big thing. We try to remove that and allow them to walk openly and those they're walking with. That's where the wonder happens, when they start to communicate with others about why they're walking. Lucky Fuataha, 45, traveled from New Lynn for the walk. He said he took part to support the cause of suicide awareness. "Years ago, I lost some close mates. It was like I'd lost a brother. We grew up together." Fuataha said the sort of support now available to people who need help didn't exist back then. They weren't able to open up and were kept in the dark. "People should reach out and not be scared. Let them open up. Be prepared to listen." Manuriwa man Richie Hislop, 46, said he joined the walk because of his brother who he lost to suicide 6 years ago at age 45. "I've lost a few other people over the years," he said. "It's pretty hard on the whole family. It's not until you've actually lost someone, people don't think about it." Hislop encourages people feeling down to reach out and talk to someone. "There's always someone who's willing to listen. Just by listening, it helps." Fa'afio said he also wants to work to help those affected by suicide to connect with community organizations and groups that are able to support them. "We feel there's a gap in a lot of areas." Hope Walks are being held on different dates around the world this year, including in 19 cities in New Zealand, as well as locations in Australia, Canada, and the United States and Rarotonga. In the 2016 financial year, 579 New Zealanders took their own lives, up from 564 the previous year. Chief Coroner Judge Deborah Marshall said the rate of people dying by suicide remains inconsistent. It shows New Zealand has a long way to go in turning this unacceptably high total around, she said. Where to get help? Lifeline is 0800-543-354. Depression Helpline 0800-111-757. Suicide Crisis Line 0508-828-865. Youth Line 0800-376-633. WhatsApp Children's Helpline 0800-942-8787. Kids Line 0800-543-754. If you or someone you know is in immediate danger of self-harm or suicide, please phone 111. And that's our local news. Ayan. That's sad, isn't it?
Oh, I can't really understand why people would take their own lives, but hindi natin alam what's going on in their minds and in their hearts. Pag sinumpong siguro ng loneliness or self-unworth or whatever it is.
Self-pity.
Self-pity, ayun na, hindi na mapigil ang sarili.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of factors that, you know, people wants to just finish it all. Mm. Yeah. Again po, yung mga important numbers na inano natin, minention natin kanina. If you like to know what they are again, please give us a call on
815-8100.
Thank you po. Ayan.
Isang magandang awitin.
Isang magandang awitin galing kay Darin Espanto, In Love All Ako Sa'yo. Ayan.
In Love Ako Sa'yo.
Hindi ko alam yan.
Hanggang kung lang
Yan. Para nakakaigayang makipagbakasyon na.
Ang ganda. Marami talaga ngayong special airfares, lalo na pag kayo tumawag sa Planet Earth Travel. Ang dami-daming airfares ngayon. Ang Beijing nga, $5.99 return.
Wow, Beijing.
I know.
Ano yung direct?
Ay, di ko lang alam kung anong airline siya. I can't remember the airlines.
China Airlines siguro.
Siguro. But $5.99 lang. Sabi ko ba, $1,200 bayad ko dun dati. 2019 yan eh.
From here lang to Beijing.
To Beijing. That,
Ayun nga ang ano nun sa Hawaii, $650.
Oo. Naging $579 nga yun eh. Sabi ko, I wanna go Hawaii now. Ayan, so maghanap buhay ba tayo?
Sige.
Ayan. Hanap buhay natin ngayon kung tayo ay bibilayin ang kotse, Ate Jo.
Oo naman.
Saan ka pa bibili?
Oo, saan ka pa pupunta, Manay Twini?
Siyempre pa.
Wheels on Wheels na. Good quality, no or low deposit, great service, easy finance, overseas license, work permit, bad credit, not a problem. Wheels on Wheels can help. Can't find the car you want in Oakland? Wala ring problema. Wheels on Wheels can order the car you need straight from Japan. For any inquiries, please contact Dante Salvador on his mobile at 0213493318 or on his landlines at 8277723 or 8272142. You can also fax your requirements at 8277760 or send it by email to dante@wheelsonwheels.co.nz. But why not check out Dante's website now at www.wheelsonwheels.co.nz and choose from the selection of choice cars on offer. Wheels on Wheels, trading as cheaper cars, located at 3003B Great North Road, New Lynn in Oakland. Wheels on Wheels, our best price is the best price.
Ayan. Yes, of course. Saan ka pa pupunta? Wilson West na.
This is Samut Sari, Philippine News. New curriculum to push through in 2018. The revised general education curriculum will push through next academic year. Despite the temporary restraining order issued by the Supreme Court against the Commission on Higher Education, or the CHED, memorandum order that removes Filipino as a subject in college, according to CHED Chairperson Patricia Licuanan. I think so that it will push through, it cannot be changed. The only thing that is lightly contentious is the Filipino subject. The rest of the general education subjects are not debated anymore, Licuanan told the Manila Times in an interview at the sidelines of the first academic book fair at the UP Bahay ng Alumni in the University of the Philippines, Diliman Campus in Quezon City, Metro Manila over the weekend. We're waiting, but that's in the Supreme Court. We will wait for that, but in the meantime, the rest of the general education subjects are okay. The new general education curriculum, which will also shorten some college courses by a year, will take effect in 2018, the year when the first batch of senior high school grade 12 students graduate. This will be implemented in 2018, so those who will graduate in the senior high school will be the first to take the new general education curriculum. Our new general education curriculum really was planned in senior high school, that many of the things that used to be the general education curriculum has been brought down in the senior high school. So the required courses in college now, general education curriculum is multidisciplinary and it was not anymore 60 units or 30 units. General education includes subjects such as English, Filipino, and natural science, which will be transferred to the high school pace of basic education. The revised general education curriculum, part of the K-12 program, aims to expose college students to various domains of knowledge and ways of comprehending social and natural realities, developing in the process intellectual competencies and civic capacities. Under the K-12 program, Filipino students will have to go through kindergarten, 6 years of elementary, 4 years of junior high school grades 7 to 10, and 2 years of senior high school grades 11 to 12.
Philippine missions to renew passports in 3 weeks. Missions in UAE or United Arab Emirates will soon cut processing time from the 2 months to 3 weeks, top diplomat says. The Philippine diplomatic missions in the UAE will soon start renewing passports in 3 weeks, which now takes around 2 months, a top diplomat said here on Friday evening. The passport renewal process takes 2 months because booklets are printed in the Philippines, said Perfecto Yasay Jr., Secretary of Foreign Affairs of the Philippines. However, this process will be further improved to issue passports within 2 to 3 weeks in the UAE. Yasay was on a 4-day official visit to the UAE in which he had bilateral meetings with senior UAE officials. He said legislations to extend the validity of passports from 5 years to 10 years. The electronic passports issued by the Philippines have advanced security features and enough capacity to store data for even future needs. The government will soon start issuing a unique identification card for overseas Filipino workers, or OFWs. The ID card will help them in their transactions with government and private sector. It will also help them to get timely help during times of distress. The official earlier inaugurated a Cabayan clinic, a dedicated medical clinic for Filipinos, at Universal Hospital in Abu Dhabi. He said a ban of deployment of female Filipino domestic workers in some countries in the Middle East, including the UAE, still existed. Negotiations are going on with the respective governments to ensure the protection of rights of such workers. The government imposed the ban because many qualified women were lured by human traffickers and ended up working in lower-level jobs, including that of housemaids, he explained. Since the Southeast Asian financial crisis in 1990s, the remittance from OFWs helped the nation overcome all similar crises. He said the government has set up a 100 million peso legal assistance fund for OFWs, which could be utilized by everyone in need. In the meeting, community members raised various concerns of the community. GC Dicky Mundo, an engineer, wanted a Filipino community center in the lines of Indian Social and Cultural Center in the capital. He asked whether the government can help get a land for the same. The official replied that the community has to directly make a request to the UAE government for that purpose.
And that's our Philippine news.
Ayan.
Mag-awitan muna tayo manang Trini.
Yes.
I will share some community news thereafter.
Right.
Habang naghintay tayo sa ating poging-poging field reporter, Kuya Jun Bailon.
Okay. I-try natin si Apo Hiking Society, Awit ng Barkada.
Simangot ka na lang palagi, parang ikaw lang ang nagmamay-ari ng lahat ng sama ng loob. Pagmumukha mo ay hindi maipinta, nakalimutan mo na bang tumawa? E sumasayad na ang puso mo sa lupa. Kahit sino pa man ang may kagagawan ng iyong pagkabigo, ay isipin na lang na ang buhay kung minsan ay nagbibiro. Nandirito kami, ang barkada mong tunay aawi sa'yo.
Sa lungkot at ligaya, hirap at ginhawa kami kasama mo. Oh, ikaw naman. Kung sa pag-ibig may pinag-awayan, kung sa lapi ay wag nang pag-usapan, tayo'y di nagbibilangan. Kung ang problema mo'y nagkatambakan, ang mga utang di na mabayaran, lahat ng bagay ay nadadaan sa usapan. Kahit sino pa man ang may kagagawan ng iyong pagkabigo, ay isipin na lang na ang buhay kung minsan ay nagbibiro. Nandito kami ang barkada mong tunay aawit sa'yo. Sa lungkot at ligaya, hirap at ginhawa kami kasama mo. Hanapin ay kaligayahan, maging malalim o may kababawan, sa'yo ay may nakalaan. Kami asahan at huwag kalimutan, maging ito ay madalas o minsan, pagkat iba na nga ang may pinasamahan. Kahit sino pa man ang may kagagawa ng iyong pagkabigo, ay isipin na lang na ang buhay kung minsan ay nagbibiro. Nandito kami ang barkada mong tunay aawit sa'yo. Sa lungkot at ligaya, hirap at ginhawa kami kasama mo.
Kasama mo.
Kasama mo.
Oh, music muna tayo. Mm. Ah! Hanap buhay ng... Mm.
Mm-hmm. Habang inahantay natin si Pogi, ay dulutan muna natin ang ating mga tagapakinig ng magandang balita pa rin.
Mm-hmm.
Makakabili kayo ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap-sarap na Mabuhay Barbecue, Mabuhay Products ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa iba't ibang panig ng Oakland at Mangkarating Bayan. Hanapin lamang ang Mabuhay Products ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa mga piling tindahan Pinoy sa Oakland, Hamilton, Rotorua, Tauranga at Wellington. Tikman ang Mabuhay Products at tiyak inyong maiibigan. Lasapin ang linamnam ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap-sarap na Mabuhay Barbecue Cooking on Site every Thursday at Otahu Flea Market, every Saturday at Otara Flea Market, and every Sunday at Morin Road, St. John's. O di kaya ay magsadya sa licensed premises ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa 3-15 Manurowa Road, Takanini. At siyempre, makakapili kayo ng mas marami pang produkto tulad ng imported Philippine products, mga lutong bahay preskong karning baka, baboy, tupa, manok, isda at iba pa. Maaari ding itawag ang order ninyo sa telephone number 2993179 or 0216759881. At hindi lang yan, bibigyan kayo ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited ng loyalty card. At sa ika-anim ninyong order ay tatanggap kayo ng pabuya. Tangkilikin ang sariling atin mamili sa JMN Foods and Butchery Limited.
Anong community?
Yung latest na ano nila, na specialty nila?
Ano yun?
Yung burles na sa
Indonesia. Ah, yeah. Skinless yun.
Tita Burles naman. Talaga.
Talagang hindi ba ang pangalan, ha? Para maging controversial.
Alam mo, kaninang binabasa ko ito. Oo.
Masarap pakinggan.
Oo, binabasa ko itong kanina. Yung bago ko basahin yung advertisement, ano? Kasi nasa isip ko barbecue . Kaya nasabi ko tuloy. Barbecue. Ay, nako.
Katakam-takam.
At pagkasarap-sarap.
Anong community news natin at Tita V?
Eto, kayo po ay malugod na inaanyayahan sa Tuesday, 7th of March, 6 o'clock sa Black Salt Restaurant. Yan po
Yalin.
Ay weekly meeting yan ng Royal, Rotary Club New Lynn, wherein ang current president po ay si Pilar Boyle, ang ating kaibigan at kababayan. And ang president-elect naman ay si Min Ross. Guest speaker po namin ng Rotary Club si ang ating kagalang-galang na Ambassador Gary Domingo, at ang tatalakayin niya po ay kung paano magkaroon ng special relationship between Royal New Zealand, Rotary Club New Lynn at ng ibang Rotary Club naman sa Pilipinas.
Sa Philippines.
Para yes, makatulong tayo sa ating mga kababayan na lalo na yung kailangan ng medical aid, yung mga talagang hindi maka-afford, mga bata yan, dito sa New Zealand. Kung kaya ang gawin ng New Zealand, yun ang ating asukin. So, kung libre po kayo, inaanyayahan kayo, wala pong damage yan. Siyempre lang, pagkatapos ng meeting, 6 to 7, sa ibaba, bumababa kami, kanya-kanya ng inuman or kainan kung gusto kayong mag-join. Otherwise, uwi na.
Sayawan?
No.
Sorry. Sayawan talaga eh. Ini-insist ang sayawan. Ayan.
Ayan.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So, Rotary Club New Lynn. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's
good. Ito pa po, isa pa munang awitin habang naghihintay tayo kay Kuya Jun.
Okay. I think we have our Bulilit reporter apparently ready to report.
Okay.
Hi Jai, if you are ready, can you please call, and we will play a music for now, but as soon as we ring you, we hear your call, we will suspend the music for you, hi. But right now we go with Daniel Padilla, Nasa Iyo Na Ang Lahat. Nasa akin na, alam ko yan. Just kidding. All right.
Binigay na lahat ni Duncan sa iyo.
Binigay na lahat.
Si Ate Judy, inasa kanya na rin lahat. Eh. Ako na lang naghihintay pa ng wala yatang hihintay.
Nasa iyo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa iyo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa iyo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa iyo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa iyo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 na nasa iyo na ang lahat. Lahat na mismo nasa iyo. Ang ganda, ang bait, ang talino, inggit lahat sila sa'yo. Kahit pa dapat mang kanino, kaya nung lumapit ka sa'kin ay bigla akong nahilo. Hindi akalain sabihin mong ako na yon ang hinahanap mo. Nasa iyo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa iyo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa iyo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa iyo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 oh. Nasa iyo na ang lahat. Sarap magmahal pagpanalo, nag-iisa sa puso ko, di kaya di na pa
magpapago. Ayan, andito na ang Bulilit reporter natin na si Jella Piloto.
Kamusta ka, Jella?
Hello.
Oh, that's good. You go ahead then. Continue with your report.
Well, good afternoon to all our listeners. This is Jella, your Bulilit reporter for Samutsari Cultural Radio, 104.6 FM. Here's some news for today. So, the Pacifica Festival is coming around this month. Go join in to celebrate culture, rhythms, and flavors at Western Springs Park on March 25th and 26th. Also on the 26th, go explore La Rosa Gardens with sound. There's going to be musicians scattered all across the Green Bay Park performing improvised pieces from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m.
You good?
Yes.
Right. Okay. That's great. So, Pacifica is coming up, is it? Is that Pacifica?
Yeah. At Western Springs from the 5th to the
26th. Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. Ayan. So, yan po. Narinig yung Bulilit reporter natin. Come join us. Join the Pacifica Festival.
Yeah. All of us, including us.
Including us. Yes. Thank you so much for your report, Jai. Hello, Jai. You still there? Oh, she's gone.
She's gone. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Ayan.
Ayan. So
it's always a big event, ano, dun sa Pacifica. Talagang lots of people and maraming tao talaga. Mm-hmm. Nandiyan na yata si Kuya Jun.
Kuya Jun? Wala.
Wala pa?
Kuya Jun? Wala pa.
Wala pa siya. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought it was Kuya Jun. All right, so Kuya Jun, when you're ready, we're here and ready for you. Ayan. So, ano pang maghanap buhay ulit tayo? At ito na po.
Would you like to be in control of your finances? Are you struggling with debt? Finding it slow to repay your mortgage and looking into refinancing it? Are you looking to buy your first home or purchase your investment property? New Zealand Home Loans Messi, through our debt management system, can help you define your goals, create a plan, and track your progress. We can help you and your family become debt-free faster. Worried about your future plans and your loved ones? Worried about your home, your belongings, and your car? New Zealand Home Loans Messi can help ease this stress. Start protecting your plan now by ensuring these precious possessions are well covered. Protect it before you need it. To find out more, call New Zealand Home Loans Messi Branch on 835-4044 or 835-4043 or email at messi@nzhomeloans.co.nz or call Patrick Pardo on 027-457-4489 or Mel Baker on 021-201-8565 or Odette Dulce Madriza on 021-0498-907. For a free, no-obligation assessment, call now. What are you waiting for?
At narito po ang ating Pinoy Showbiz Balita. Chris Aquino's TV comeback will be on March 26, 2017. Actress and TV host Chris Aquino will have her much-awaited TV comeback on March 26, entitled Trip ni Chris. This according to an Instagram post by It's Lucito. Based on Chris's postings, it seems that the show will feature places Chris have visited, including the things that makes the place special, like its people, scenery, food, and others. On her Instagram account, Chris again shared a video with the following caption: I missed this work. I missed meeting people and learning about their lives. Most of all, I missed the smiles that greeted me every time I was taping on location. My months away from TV work taught me to truly be grateful for today and thank God and thank all of you for the blessing of living and loving my life. Trip ni Chris. Yan po ang title.
Yes, nasa GMA na ata siya ngayon na. Wala na sa ABS-CBN.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Para silang nagpalit ng damit, ano, pag lumipat ng studio.
Oo nga.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, si Chris Aquino ata is been with the ABS-CBN for 7 years ba?
Uh-huh.
I think something
that,
like
that. Long,
uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yan, so magmusika ulit tayo.
Okay.
Hanggat inaantay natin si Kuya June. Ano ba ngayon ang gusto niyo? How about Cooler Dismal?
Sige.
And si Sana Bukas Pa Ang Kahapon. Ayan.
ang kabiguan, kasawian, sana'y di akin ngayon. Sana bukas pa ang kahapon. Sana'y maiiwasan ko ang dayo'y magkalapit, kung alam kong luha lang ang magiging kapalit. Akala kong pagmamahal, bakit ba nagkaganon? Sana bukas pa, sana bukas pa ang kahapon. Kung may pabalik ko lang ang kamay ng orasan, sana ako'y may bukas pa sa kasawi ay makakaiwas pa. Sila naman laging sada kong huli, ang mangyayari pa lang di natin alam, kasi dahil di natin hawak ang pagtakbo ng panahon. Sana bukas pa, sana bukas pa ang kahapon. Balik ko lang ang kamay ng orasan, sana ko'y may bukas pa sa kasawi ay makakaiwas pa. Sana bukas pa, sana bukas pa ang kahapon. Sana bukas pa, sana bukas pa.
Bumabati sa lahat ng nagse-celebrate ng kaarawan ngayong araw na ito, magse-celebrate bukas at nag-celebrate kahapon o nung mga nakaarang araw or kaya naman ay sa mga darating na mga araw. Ano man ang inyong kasiyahan sa buhay na inyong isine-celebrate, nakikiisa po kami. Sige, enjoy lang kayo riyan. Sino ba ang may mga birthday ngayon? Ate Jo, sa'yo.
Sa lahat po ng mga nagdiriwang ng kanilang mga kaarawan ngayon mula sa Samotsari, maligayang bati po. sana po ay magkaroon pa kayo ng mas marami pang birthday. Wala, Tita Verse, eh. Wala akong alam na nagdiriwang ng kanilang karawan ngayong buwan ng Marso.
Pero, actually, ako mayroon, nakalimutan ko lang, ang ating sponsor, New Zealand Home Loans, si Patrick Pardo, noong March 1st, and nag-fundraising siya for his birthday. Lahat ng nakikinita niyang funds doon ay mapunta sa Scott at sa isang grupo sa Bicol ng tinamaan ng bagyo recently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, meron din akong isang kaibigan naman na nag-birthday. Mag-ama ito, mga bagong dating ang kanyang pamilya, si Benedict Magtibay at si Nika Magtibay, ang kanyang panganay na anak. Nag-birthday din kahapon o nung Saturday naman ang kanilang birthday. At pasasalamat dahil kumpleto na silang pamilya, nandito na sila sa New Zealand habang naghihintay ng permit na makapag-aral ang mga bata, ang ama't ina nagtatrabaho. So, magandang balita po sa buhay yan. And syempre pa, congratulations sa bagong kasal, Rowana Vega Salunga and Marius Purcarnor. Marius, I cannot pronounce your word, your last name properly. A very lovely couple. Ikinasal po sila ng March 3rd Friday sa isang vineyard sa out west, and ang reception for family and friends ay kagabi sa Three Kings Restaurant. Siyempre po napakaganda dahil ilang generations ang nandyan, ang mama at papa ni Roan, sina Maria and Ronnie Salunga, at ang kanilang dalawang kapatid AC and Ronron at mga kamag-anak, at siyempre pa ang kanilang lola si Mama Ason Vega na nakatira sa US, at ang kanyang dalawang anak na lalaki na nag-attend din ng kasal plus mga kamag-anak. At ang napakaganda po ay coloratura soprano ang lola, at umawit siya kagabi ng Dahil Sa'yo. And ano pa nga ba yung isang awit niya na pagkaganda-ganda kasi coloratura soprano.
Ano ibig sabihin?
Yung mataas na
okay.
Dahil sa'yo.
Baka palitan mo siya, Tita Boris.
Oh, napakaganda talaga. Congratulations po, Mama Ason. Ang galing niyong kumanta. At ilan na siya? 70 plus.
Great.
Or 80 plus, I think.
That's
gandang
real talent.
Ganda. Talaga.
Yeah.
Ayan. Manang Trini.
Yes. Ang sa akin naman po, gusto ko lang po magpasalamat sa lahat-lahat namang na nag-attend sa baby shower ng anak kong si Donna. And gusto kong pasalamatan si Ate Pilar, of course, for organizing the whole for us. Si ang dati kong neighbor na si Ima Dainty, si Tita Verge, of course, nandoon. Si Wilma Abyog, Lisa Carter, Juliet Moss, lovely to see you. Lucy Reyes, who made the beautiful Brazo de Mercedes and mini cupcakes, which is really yum. Very popular yun kahapon. And of course, salamat sa talented kong friend na si Aida Fabian, who made the beautiful chocolate cake naman yon.
Very, very nice. Chocolate cake na yan.
Oh, nice. Yes, nagdala ako ngayon. So, yes, inimbitahan po namin kayo. Halika kayo, mag-chocolate cake tayo. But yeah, maraming salamat po at happy anak ko. Ayan.
Malapit na naman pong matapos ang isang oras namin pakikipagniig sa inyong lahat. Kaya't kami po'y muling nagpapasalamat sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig at pagtangkilik dito sa aming programang Samutsari sa Planet FM 104.6. Siyempre pa po, sa ngala ng aming mga bulilit reporters, si Nadjela Piloton, Esli Domingo, marami pa ang bulilit na nagpapahinga, kaya nakalimutan ko ng mga pangalan
nila.
Hindi na bulilit, mga dalaginding na.
Mga dalaginding na.
Magkakaroon na po tayo ng mga bago pang bulilit na pasukan na, kaya
yes.
Matatap na natin ang kanilang mga talents.
Yes.
At syempre pa, ang ating Lady Field reporter na siguro ikatatlong buwan na ang kanyang tiyan ngayon, si Christina Marigo. At syempre, lumalaki na rin si Caleb.
Yes.
Pahinga lang kayo dyan, Christina and Alf. And look after your lovely lovely kiddo and one coming soon. At syempre si Kuya Jun, sigurado mayroong pinagkaabalahan ngayon yun. Ito po si Tita Birds, nagpupugay sa inyong lahat. Magandang gabi po. At sa ngalan ng aming mga sponsors, ang Planet Earth Travel, JM Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Messi, Wilson West, Western Union Money Transfer, ISM New Zealand Limited, maraming salamat po. Magandang gabi.
At ito naman po si Ate Jo, maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig sa ating programang Samot Sari. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat. At syempre, happy listening at maraming salamat sa walang sawang pakikinig mo, Ate Lolit.
Yan, manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan o sa kanunay nagpasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan nga pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Kini si Manang Trini, signing off saying, good people is everywhere. If you can't find one, at least be one. Bye for now and thank you for listening, Susan Shedwick.
Ako kini si Rosas Pandan.
Bye-bye, magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
That's a beautiful song, pero narinig ko kasi yung kini.
Lahat tayo'y mayroong pagkakaiba, sandaling pa lang ay makikita na iba't ibang kagustuhan ng isang patutunguhan. At pagmamahal ang hanap mo, magbibigay ng halaga sa'yo. Nais mong ipakilala kung sino ka man talaga. Pinoy, ikaw ay Pinoy. Ipakita sa mundo kung ano kaya mo. Ibang-ibang ipakilala ang iyong sarili, ano man sa'yo'y mangyayari.